You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friends and colleagues, Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood. Good morning, Carol. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well today, Todd. Thanks.
Yeah, outstanding. Todd, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good for an old guy.
Yeah?
No complaints, man. Actually, I feel great.
Well, good. I'm glad.
Thank you.
Outstanding. Well, we got a great show today. Say hello to our next guest. His name is Chris Cassidy. He is the Southeast Division President with Lennar Multifamily Investors. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Good morning. I appreciate y'all having me here today.
Well, it's our pleasure. Thanks for making time to join us. Chris, before we get into it, take a quick second. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
I started in the real estate and development business back in the 80s. I started with Post Properties actually when I was in college and co-op there. And then after school, went to work for a large general contractor, moved around the country a little bit. And then back in 1994, went back with Post Properties after they had gone public. Had an opportunity to work in the construction and development side, you know, primarily outside of Atlanta, and then left there in 1998 and formed a real estate company called Highlands Residential. And we built, owned, financed, and managed about 2,500 units, predominantly in Atlanta and Florida, and then sold that company in 2005, and then stayed with the group that purchased it in 2008 and started with Lennar when they formed their multifamily platform in August of 2011.
It's really interesting. I'm sure a lot of our listeners are not familiar with Lennar. Tell us about Lennar Multifamily.
Well, we've been in business now for about 2 years, and we're a wholly owned subsidiary of Lennar Corporation, the home builder. They're, I think, the third largest home builder in the country. We formed, the platform was formed to build high quality Class A assets throughout the United States. So we have offices in Atlanta. We're headquartered on the East Region in Charlotte, North Carolina. We have an office in Texas, Washington, D.C., and Chicago. And then we also have offices in Northern and Southern California, Denver, and Portland, Oregon. So we're really building a portfolio of high-quality Class A apartment communities throughout the country and really on an all-for-lease basis.
What kind of projects do you have going here in Metro Atlanta?
Currently in Atlanta, we have our first development called the Oaks of Johns Creek, and it's a 264-unit project. We started May of last year. We opened the leasing office in February of this year and are currently leasing. We should finish construction sometime in July or August. But it's located up in Tech Park in Johns Creek. In addition to that, we have another site in Peachtree Corners, and then also our most recent project is in Roswell. We're about a block and a half off of Canton Street, which is one of the I think one of the newest and hottest entertainment districts in the city, especially in the suburban part of Atlanta. So we're currently in for a conditional use permit. We anticipate, if we're successful on May 13th getting our approvals from the city council, then we would start construction sometime in probably December of this year. But it's a high-quality urban infill project. So it's the city of Roswell just instituted their new form-based zoning code about a year ago. So we'll be the first project to go through that. We would be the first for lease community probably approved in Roswell in the last 17 or 18 years.
Oh, wow.
So we're excited about it. We think that there's a niche there and sort of a hole in the market for really young professionals, for empty nesters, for a variety of different sort of household groups that want to live in an urban, walkable community that really provides high-quality housing on a for-lease basis. So when you look in Roswell today, you have it's a very affluent community, although there are really no for lease product based on what we're going to build.
All right. We'll be back with Chris Cassidy after this short commercial break. Great news stories don't just happen. They are the result of cultivating relationships with the media. Public relations is a great way to add excitement to your marketing program, while also creating third-party credibility. With decades of experience of working with the media online and offline, the Marketing Relevance team is uniquely positioned to deliver your company's stories. Call us today at 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with Chris Cassidy, Southeast Division President of Lennar Multifamily Investor.
Chris, you've got some great locations around town. Tell us more about what types of amenities we should expect in the apartments and a little bit more about the units themselves.
Well, I think when you look at our project in Roswell, I think one of the best amenities that we can sell is really a proximity to Canton Street, just the walkable community. It's in the historic district. With respect to the physical attributes of the building, it's going to be very urban. There'll be three stories, internal center corridors. The units will have granite hard surface flooring, 9 and 10 foot ceilings, stainless steel appliances. So it'll be a high quality equivalent to what you'd find in a $300,000 or $400,000 condominium or a $400,000 or $500,000 or $600,000 home. In addition to that, you know, the amenity package will consist of a sort of a resort style pool, large fitness center, cyber cafe, wireless internet in all the public areas. It'll really feel like a small community within the historic community of Roswell. And sort of those physical attributes and the level of services that we provide the residents are pretty consistent sort of portfolio wide. And we see today that really that discretionary renter demands a high level of service, but they also demand a high-quality community that they live in.
Chris, you mentioned young professionals and empty nesters as, I think, the primary folks that are going to be looking. Is that did I hear that correctly?
Yes, that's correct for Roswell.
Oh, okay. It just strikes me as a pretty dramatically different demographic. I mean, what kind of things are those folks looking for? What are the differences from the empty nester to the young professional and the similarities that would attract them there?
Well, I think it's interesting when you look at both of those demographic segments, they're really looking for the same thing. They're looking, in essence, they're buying or they're buying a lifestyle. We're providing that lifestyle choice for them. If this particular project in Roswell was in, let's say, maybe Sandy Springs, Perimeter Center, Buckhead, I would say that it would probably be, you know, an average age group from 24 to 40. You know, more young professionals, more singles, because it's in Roswell, and you look at the demographics in Roswell, we think that we're going to see there more empty nesters, folks that are in transition, that have sold a home, that want to be there, maybe a divorced dad or, you know, single women that will live there, that really want to enjoy those amenities that you have. You know, it's interesting. Our sense is here, you know, people don't mind driving to work. I mean, I think it can be important for them to live in an area where they can walk to work or walk to public transit. But I think what's more important is when they're at home in the evening and on the weekends, that they live in an environment that they can enjoy. So they do have an option of parking the car and walking to get groceries, walking to go to dinner and other entertainment venues that may be available. So you have that in Roswell. You have it in many other communities in Atlanta, like Virginia Highlands and in Inman Park and areas like that. And so we think that this area is very unique, and it'll bode well for us in that location.
So what other projects do you have on the horizon in Atlanta? Are you looking at more areas of town, or what should we expect beyond, you know, this year or beyond these three initial projects?
We're, initially we made a focus to, we sought out projects in the sort of the suburban corridor. So when you look at the Peachtree Corners, when you look at Roswell, and you look at Johns Creek, you had significant barriers to entry. But we're also looking for projects inside 285. I think at some point you may see us go after a high-rise luxury community, but we're going to look in town, infill, predominantly. I think that's where most investors want to be. Although, if you're in a suburban location and there are true barriers to entry, and you can demonstrate that you get a strong rents, propensity for rent growth and job growth in those markets, then I think you get institutional investors that are interested in looking in more suburban locations.
Along the lines of investors and the mortgage market, I mean, what's changed? I mean, the last couple of years there's been so much turmoil in the mortgage industry in particular. How does that affect what you guys are doing and what you're thinking about doing?
You know, I think obviously there are a segment of the population that might not be able to buy a home today because they went through a foreclosure. But, you know, we've seen this trend really for the last 10 years. You know, I guess it started in the late 90s, early 2000s, where we built for that renter by choice. And so I think with the demographic trends with the millennials, you know, there's some projections that the millennials are going to be 90 to 100 million strong. They're coming into their renting years. And so the highest propensity for anybody to rent is from age 24 to 35. So I think we're seeing a lot of that. I think a lot of those age groups are postponing life's decisions. They're renting longer. They want mobility for jobs. You know, if they're working in Atlanta today, a better job may come up in Dallas, Texas. They don't want to get stuck, you know, owning a home for a year or two. Interestingly enough, our development in Johns Creek, because of the high-tech nature of the jobs up there, we're seeing a lot of foreign nationals come in for 2 or 3 year assignments. They're coming in from Asia, they're coming in from India, and they're renting at Johns Creek in lieu of buying. Because, you know, if they're going to be there 2 or 3 years, they're not certain that they're going to get the value out of that home when they go to sell it.
All right. Well, Chris, we're running out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Lennar Multifamily Investors?
Well, I guess if anyone needs to get in touch with me, they can reach me by email at chris.cassidy@lennar.com.
All right. Chris Cassidy, the Southeast Division President with Lennar Multifamily Investors. It was great to have you. Thanks so much for stopping by and joining us.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
It was our pleasure. All right. The deal of the day is next, but stick around for our final segment featuring the Atlanta Food and Wine Festival. We'll be right back.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's deal of the day.
All right, Carol, what have you got for us?
This is another fun deal of the day. Trayton Homes has been opening communities all over Metro Atlanta. In fact, they like to say that they're springing up all over town. They have just launched a new Facebook contest where people can go to their Facebook page and guess where their next community is going to spring up.
Oh, wow. Is it like an interactive map you can go pinpoint a location?
It is an interactive map, and you have a choice of 8 different places to guess that range from Johns Creek to Marietta, you know, Kennesaw, Ackworth. There's 8 different locations. You can also see where their latest 6 communities have opened, because there's a mouse over that will show you where their communities are.
Cool.
So people can guess, and everyone who guesses correctly will be entered into a raffle to win $200 gift card from Home Depot.
Okay, so if you guessed correctly, then you get entered into a contest where you win what again?
A $200 Home Depot gift card.
You did say $200.
I said $200.
And she said Home Depot, which is one of the 3 stores that I'll actually go to.
Hey, that's good. Well, you know, Home Depot, you think about it. So if you're a woman and you're into gardening, it's perfect. If you're a man and you're into, you know, home repair and fixing it
up. Tools. Just tools.
Tools. Or if you just want to go buy $200 worth of the new, you know, fluorescent light bulbs.
Plus, it's a fun idea that Trayton has. I mean, there's an element of whimsy in it, just kind of fun, go out and click around and guess.
It's a really, really cute online promotion. Very interactive, gives people really the opportunity, and one of the side notes to it is they're also offering people the opportunity to go on their Facebook page and to guess the name of the community. And that person who guesses the name of the community will get some special prize that's not been announced yet.
That sounds really difficult though. All right, I guess if you look at the location and think about Trayton and how they've named other things. Okay, I can win this contest.
And they're going to give hints. They'll be giving hints on their Facebook page, and chances are, I mean, there'll be somebody in the know who knows what the name of it is who probably wins. But, you know, they're going to wait. Everything will be announced on May 31st. So they're not going to admit whether somebody guessed the right name or not until May 31st. And same for the drawing for Home Depot. So it's everyone who enters during May, the card will be drawn May 31st.
Brilliant. Plus the super secret agenda of giving you some promotion of their past communities, too.
Absolutely.
Good stuff.
It's like a little treasure hunt on Facebook.
It is. And what's the URL, Carol, for the Facebook page?
So the URL is facebook.com/Trayton Homes.
All right. Give me a second. I'm going there. I'm going to do it right now. No, maybe not. Okay. All right. Well, that wraps today's deal of the day. All right, and we're back with our next guest. Say hello to Elizabeth Feichter. She is the COO and founder of the Atlanta Food and Wine Festival. Welcome to the show, Elizabeth.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it is our pleasure. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. Elizabeth, before we get into the festival, take a second, tell us a little bit about you and your background.
I have been in the Atlanta community for just over 16, 17 years now. My business partner and I run a philanthropic consulting firm called Corporate Community Outsourcing. We've been doing that for 10 years. We turned 10 this May, actually.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I feel very advanced. We work with
like Todd.
I didn't even get into the first
minute. I
thought
he wasn't going to comment.
That's what I thought too, Elizabeth.
Oh, good. So we run a philanthropic consulting firm. We work with both companies and nonprofits. And in doing so, our work led us to Food & Wine magazine about 6 years ago and creating a cause marketing campaign for them that launched at the Food & Wine Classic in Aspen, the granddaddy of all food and wine festivals. And we got involved there, spent several years going to the Classic and enjoying and then working there, and would come back to the Atlanta community and have some friends friends in the culinary industry and would talk to them about what a wonderful experience it was. And they said, you should do something like that here. And so thus, in March of 2010, we took the leap and formed the Atlanta Food and Wine Festival and had our first festival in 2011 and are going into our third this year.
That is super exciting. Tell us more about the Food and Wine Festival. When is it this year? Where is it this year?
It is coming up. It is May 30th through June 2nd. It's in Midtown Atlanta. Midtown is our official home for the festival. We're located at the Lowe's Atlanta Hotel. They do all of our learning experiences.
Wow, that's a great location.
Isn't it lovely? We've been there from the beginning, just after the hotel opened, and it's been a really wonderful host to us. We do all of our classes there out of the hotel. We have our connoisseur lounge, which we'll talk a little bit about today, out of the hotel. And then our tasting experiences happen in a green space just to the west of the hotel, up 11th Street, behind the Federal Reserve. There's a large green space there owned by Post Properties that they've given it to us for the last several years. And we do our tasting trails there. We like to say that we take our guests on a culinary journey of the South and take them through a series of culinary trails in their tasting tents. And then our dinners and events happen around town over the course of the weekend.
Well, I want to get back to the tasting, but tell me about this connoisseur lounge.
Did I pique your interest?
Yes, you did.
It's the VIP of VIP, so to speak.
I fit right in with the VIPs.
Don't
right?
you, though?
Yeah.
We all do. Everyone should, really. Our connoisseur lounge is a really awesome idea, a way for us to entertain our top ticket holder, our top sponsors, and our talent in the hotel and during the weekend. Our connoisseur tickets are our highest level. You get access for all 3 days, all of our evening events, one evening event each evening, and then some really special classes that are programmed just for our connoisseurs. And then our talent, of course, will have access to the lounge, and our sponsors will be in there. It is in a building just adjacent to the Lowe's Hotel, and it's built out by William Peace, Peace Designs. He does a beautiful job of decorating it for us. It's a modern hunting lodge, so to speak, and it'll kick off every morning with breakfast, and then there'll be a series of special classes for our connoisseurs in the lounge.
At least twice, maybe three times, you said talent.
Talent, yes.
Who's the talent?
Culinary talent. The Atlanta Food and Wine Festival is different from other festivals in the country in that we focus on 13 states. We are just about the South. We are Atlanta by destination, but we are about the South. We go 13 states as far west as Texas and as far north as Maryland, so just south of the Mason-Dixon line. Yes, they are included in the South, and as is Texas and Florida. So we welcome our talent from across those regions. In our classroom experiences, our learning experiences I mentioned in the hotel, our talent have to have some sort of national acclaim in order to be a part of the festival. They have to have won a James Beard Award. They have to have won a Best New Chef from Food & Wine Magazine or have a national recognition for what they've done in the culinary industry, be it a chef or a sommelier or a mixologist. We've got some amazing brewmasters who are coming in as well. And so that happens in our learning experiences and classes. Those are the talent I speak of. Almost 200 of them will be joining us from across the South.
200?
Quite a few. We bring in quite a group. And then also in our tents, we feature talent both from the classroom as well as some up-and-coming stars that we think are doing amazing things across the South. We really want to give guests a whole experience of Southern culinary delights.
All right. We'll be back with Elizabeth Feichter after this short commercial break.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with Elizabeth Feichter, the COO and founder of the Atlanta Food and Wine Festival.
Elizabeth, you were talking to us about talent and for how the talent is from the Southeast, but what about the wine? Where is the wine from?
That's a great question. We have some really wonderful up-and-coming wine producers here in the Southern United States. In fact, one of our classes is a Texas versus Virginia smackdown on wine, which will be fun to take part in.
But I don't think of smackdown when I think of wine.
You will after this.
That is cool.
And we have some good competition. But we also like to bring in product from other southern regions around the world. So the southern hemisphere, southern Europe, South America, South Africa. We've got some amazing Australian wines coming in, Brazil. There's some really neat things that are happening in the southern hemisphere with wine that, of course, we want to recognize and pay homage to in the festival. We like to bring those other southern influences into the festival and see how they've made great strides here in the United States.
Okay, with all the different wines and all the different talent coming in, and you only have 3 days, how does one make a decision on which piece of this thing to go take a look at, which wines to taste? I mean, how do you make sense?
Well, we have. I'm gonna make it more complicated on you because we have more than just wine. We have some great beers that are happening here in the southern United States. We've got some brewmasters who are joining us for the weekend and showing off what they've been doing differently. There's some amazing, almost farm to brew. Examples that are going on and small craft beers that are being made in the southern United States, and we'll be showcasing those for the rest of the festival. And we cannot forget that the South has got some great liquors. We've got, of course, bourbon.
Yep.
The festival would not be complete without bourbon, without some of our other southern beverages, so to speak. As to answer your question, I think that it's great to get a sampling of the whole weekend, is my personal opinion, to come to all of our different experiences and classes. You rarely will see the same thing twice, even in our tents. We change out our talent in our tents every single day. In our trails, we have different chefs that are joining us on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to really showcase product from around the South and the things that are going on around the southern United States.
Super exciting. So if I want tickets, do I buy a ticket for the entire weekend or just for one day or half a day? Or
for
how does that work?
For the entire radio staff.
The entire radio staff, apparently.
As gifts to all your friends.
Yes.
So tickets are on sale at Atlanta Food and Wine Festival. Our website is atlfoodandwinefestival.com, and it's easy to go online and buy tickets there. They'll be on sale throughout the weekend as well. Our few remaining things that we have left going on, it's coming up in a couple weeks, so I encourage everyone to go out and get them now if they can. But you can buy a ticket for the whole entire weekend. I mentioned our connoisseur level. That's our top ticket level. You can buy a three-day pass, which we call, it's our $500 level. It gets you access to all of the learning experiences and tasting experiences happening throughout the weekend. Or you can buy those individual day passes. So if you wanted to just come on Friday to do our classes and our tasting tents, and then our finally we cap out with our tasting tent tickets, which is a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's a $100 ticket just to come for those 3 hours. But I promise you will leave full and happy on your public transit.
I can attest to that. I've done that the last 2 years, and that's an amazing 3 hours.
Thank you.
Golly.
Yeah.
You mentioned the philanthropic aspect of your business and the festival. Talk a little bit more about that. What charities are involved or are going to benefit from this great event you're putting on?
That's a great question. Thank you for asking. I mentioned that Dominique and I run a consulting firm that's focused on philanthropy, on giving back, and that's something that's very important to us personally and through our careers that we've been a part of. So when we started the festival, we wanted to ensure that proceeds from the festival, as we became profitable, would go back to the community. We have, since we started the festival, given back in the form of tickets and engaging our nonprofit partners in the festival to make sure that we're able to contribute to the community as much as we can. We've brought on organizations like the Atlanta History Center, where our About South dinner will be this year, which is an amazing dinner that we're having. And Atlanta History Center will be a beneficiary of ours. We have the James Beard Foundation, which is really it's the culinary Oscars of the world, if you will. And they've been great to work with, both from a programmatic perspective as well as the things that they're doing in the community. We work with an organization called Wholesome Wave of Georgia, which Dominique and I began working with in New York and brought them here to Georgia and to start the essence of their programming here is a double food stamp program that they do with the farmers markets and making fresh fruits and vegetables available to everyone, even those on food stamps. So we love what they're doing in the community. L'Dame's d'Escoffier has been very helpful and supportive to us over the since the inception of the festival, and they provide not only back of the house support in terms of their great women in the culinary arts that are helping us out through the weekend, but we also give back to them financially as well as in tickets. So we love being able to involve the community in this aspect of it, and we love being able to have that be a part of who we are and what the festival stands for.
This year's event, are there any special guests, any big names coming to the event that you'd like to highlight?
That's it's
Todd
a good one.
Todd Schnick.
Absolutely. The people in the
trail. Absolutely.
We are equal opportunity. Everyone is special. I think something that's really important to understand about the Atlanta Food and Wine Festival is that we are different from other festivals in that this is not celebrity focused. We are not about showcasing on-air personality, television personality. We think that they're fun and doing great things, but we really want to showcase the talent that are working in the kitchen and are really the true superstars of cooking and of mixology and of beverage that are doing great things across the South. We have some great names involved. John Besh joins us from New Orleans every year, and he actually is bringing a group of what he calls his next wave talent, the up-and-coming people who are doing neat things that he thinks across the South. The Lee brothers, Matt and Ted Lee, who just published a new cookbook, are coming and will be joining us again this year. And then we have representatives from all of our southern states who we think are really, truly the southern rock stars, that they are doing what you want to eat and drink and enjoy. So That's who we think you should come see.
So how does the event promote the city of Atlanta and local restaurants?
That's a good one. We love being headquartered in Midtown because we think that there are so many great things that are happening in the Midtown community with regards to up-and-coming restaurants and showcasing Atlanta in general. We love that we draw about 30% of our guests who come to the festival are from out of state or out of the country. We had four international locations join us last year and are hoping to increase that this year. We love the draw that brings. Atlanta isn't one of those destination cities like I mentioned Aspen before, but we think that we have some great things to offer and that we see this as the culinary gateway for the South, that there's some things that are happening here in Atlanta that are influencing other Southern regions, and that the things you'll see at the Atlanta Food and Wine Festival will make you want to travel to other places in the South and to be in this part of the world and to see what's happening.
Well, Elizabeth, as a two-time veteran of this event, I commend you on founding it. It's a wonderful opportunity for people to get exposed to some great talent, as you put it. So
thank you.
We're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and where can they learn more about the Atlanta Food and Wine Festival and get tickets?
The easiest place is our website, www.atlfoodandwinefestival.com.
Elizabeth Feichter, the CEO and the founder of the Atlanta Food and Wine Festival. It was great to have you. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Pleasure to be here.
And good luck with it.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's broadcast. Check us out by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd appreciate a customer rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guests, Chris Cassidy and Elizabeth Feichter, show producer Delaney Young, my co-hosts Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.